This is The Mime, the medical industry marketing experience from KBK Communications. We all seem to know the power and might of social media, as most of us appear to be connected, at least, with what seems to be half the human race at any given moment. But here's the question. How viable is social media for businesses? On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about that with KBK CEO, Jan Beery.
Well, social media is something that comes up periodically where we'll have clients saying, how do we use social media? Should we use social media? What is it good for? We want to be careful because we're a regulated industry, being in the medical industry, so we have to be careful what is being posted. Huge with compliance and regulatory. And so we also don't want to give away a lot of our secret sauce or talk about things too much to bring attention to us with what we're doing here or there with competitors. And so there's a lot of education that we start getting into. So it bodes us talking about this, not only from a company standpoint, but I also want to talk about a standpoint for sales reps and for prospecting. So we'll start out with just talking a little bit about, you know, if I was to ask people in a room, how many of you research online before you buy a product or service? If you're researching and someone answers your question and they provide you the information to what you're researching, are you more inclined to give them your business? Yeah. So this is what we're seeing is 80% of buying decisions are made long before a sales rep ever gets in touch with that particular company or purchases that product. And I always say that social media, you have to look at this as a tool. It's not only about just fun looking at, you know, who posted what pictures. It's a tool for networking on steroids, really. And so it's an opportunity for you to connect with customers, connect with people doing research, provide information, strengthen relationships. It's a source for finding people to hire, for doing your own research on a given healthcare institution or what's going to be happening at a particular show. We have various conferences, trade shows that will have a hashtag on Twitter. And that hashtag is, it could be hashtag HIDA 2015 or hashtag HIDA exec. And so information is shared. So if you follow that hashtag on Twitter, you're able to see anything and everything being posted around that show before and during the show. So it's used for a lot of connection. It's a good way to get introduced to prospective clients. And in that regard, it's using LinkedIn and the power of LinkedIn for doing research into an organization. We're going to get into a little bit because the visibility that is that you're able to increase, the credibility you're able to demonstrate for your company and for your own professional brand, it's phenomenal. So, and it increases, you know, how things are linked back to your website, you know, and for employees to be using it to drive people back to the website for different blogs or information that's going to help them further go through the sales process. You know, so it's a spider web, right, if you will, of a tool. And so understanding the power of this is critical. What we do with Facebook and what you should look at Facebook from a professional standpoint is it personalizes a company. So when we're managing social media for our clients, we use Facebook to personalize what's going on. So they're at a show and we share that pictures from the show. It'll be coming up, we're doing this, and we wanted to share that. Or the team from this company did a walk for breast cancer. And just, it gives a little bit more of a personal spin. It also is a place where we'll say, check out our new blog, or we found this, we thought this was interesting information. We're going to be going to this show, and they tag a show. So it just personalizes it more.
This is The Mime, the medical industry marketing experience from KBK Communications. And on this week's podcast, we've been talking about the use of social media in business. Be sure to join us next week as Jan will be discussing the power of LinkedIn. I'm Bob Brinson. Thank you for listening.